Maucla is one of the poorest and also one of the most violent communities in El Salvador. Located just north of the capital, San Salvador, Maucla is controlled by the infamous gang known as Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13. Shooting is frequent in the dirt road neighborhood and no one is safe. The owner of a local bus line, Rigoberto Hernandez, says businesses have to pay to be spared.
It's very dangerous because we have to work from 4 in the morning. And if somebody doesn't like you, they can kill you at any time. As we say here, you have to pay to survive.
During the mid-1990s, fighting between Mara Salvatrucha and the rival Barrio 13 gang often killed up to 16 people a day. Between 2003 and 2009, hardline governments filled El Salvador's prisons with gang members without any impact on violent crime. Then, in March 2012, a left-wing government secretly negotiated a peace deal between the two groups, and the city's murder rate was almost cut in half. The gangs created violence-free sanctuaries and rehabilitation centers like this bakery, where former gang members could find jobs. But police say that since January, the murder rate has increased, reaching as many as 9 homicides per day. Police Inspector Perez Reyes would not confirm that the government had a role in the truce, but he said it appears the gangs are back at war.
No hemos tenido que ver con la tregua.
We have nothing to do with the truce. Apparently it's an agreement between the gangs, but given the rise in homicides, we think the truce is over.
Residents in the capital say that even when the murder rate was down, racketeering and other crimes continued. Bus drivers still have to pay gangs the so-called protection tax, or renta. Adam Blackwell, security chief for the Organization of American States, says a temporary truce is not enough to permanently rid El Salvador and other Latin American countries of the scourge of gang crime.
Lo que ocurrió es una tregua, es un momento dado, cuando hay combatantes.
What happened was a truce. A truce is when, at a moment in time, there is a ceasefire between fighters in a war. What follows is peace, and peace is always more complicated and always takes more time. That's what we are trying to build.
Analysts say gang members need an alternative to street life, and rehabilitation programs can be complex and costly. Hopes are high that the incoming government of leftist president-elect Salvador Sanchez Seren will be able to curb gang violence and start building such programs. He takes office in June. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.